Blog Talk Radio.
World Wednesday. It is Beth, your host, Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and Cousin Linda probably would join us later. Our apologies for a 30-minute delay, pre-production situation going on. In other words, one of my electronic devices needed a little bit more juice. So thank you for joining us for World Wednesday. It is a winning Mindset Wednesday, feeling great. Beautiful weather here in the Deep South. No heat advisory today, but, you know, of course, it's humid. I love summer. I have no complaints. Just it's important for us to be careful in this hot weather, you know, and follow. And also always beware that a storm can occur any time, any moment. Also, when it is a beautiful day, and that's what's predicted every day until Sunday. Beautiful weather with rainy weather. But it is World Wednesday, and today we're talking about made in the USA brands and products. Everyone worldwide, that's what international relations are all about, what Cousin Linda and I talk about. Yesterday, she shared many stories regarding when she's traveling abroad. But it's important for those of us that love made in the USA, American brands and products, to know, to support them. And it's and vice versa. It's important for us to support one another. International trade, very important. Being a person in the African imports business, also, it's very important, you know, to just for us to support one another, from big corporations to the mom and pop to the person that is making, designing and making their own clothing line. No, not talking about me, but I definitely need to launch my clothing line as soon as possible. But literally, I have talked to designers from here and from Africa. Who are in demand, and they make their own, they design and they make their own quality products, merchandise, jewelry, and all of that. My late brother-in-law was a big proponent of supporting the small business men and women in Africa for the Africa import. His, you know, biggest American supplier, African Imports, who I have a great relationship with, but then also the independent person, business person, the entrepreneur. It's important for us to celebrate and to support around the world. But today we're focusing on American, USA, made in the USA products. And it used to be very common to look at the back of your label and see made in the USA. Made in America. It's not something common now, but definitely I'm just speaking from trade shows, flea markets, expos. If you really want to see, and then if you're on social media like Facebook and definitely Instagram, you see a lot of entrepreneurs that are right here in America and they produce American-made items. I'm speaking for the entrepreneurs. And also the small businesses, the small companies also. So I found a very, in my research, I found a very interesting article from Clark.com. And they have a list, and this is from May. This is from May 25th this year. And this article is produced by Sharice Brown. And Clark.com produced a list of 100-plus brands that are made in the USA. And her article reads that it's time, in a time when so many of our goods are made overseas, it is nice to be reminded of brands and retailers that sell merchandise 100% made in the United States. When you buy American, you have to keep local businesses strong and support domestic job growth at the same time. 100-plus brands made in the USA. These, I want to make sure you all can hear me. And right when I started using my Bluetooth, it has disappeared. 100-plus brands made in the USA. These 100 brands and all the products listed that I will read over in stores in the USA, and it also states if you're if the patriotic spirit or just want to support American small businesses, here's the list to consider. And so I'm going to go through a list of American-made companies, brands. Also, Amazon is a good place to find made in the USA, made in America products. Clothing, all-American clothing. All-USA clothing. American Giant. American Trent. Authentically American. Ayla. Boswell. Black Halo. Halo. Buck Mason. Flannels. Applet. Flynn Sky. Fox Creek Leather, Gitman Brothers, Goodwear USA, Grown and Sewn, Grunt Style, Packwood Design House, Hanky Panky, Hardtail Forever, Hart Schaffner Smart, Hickey Freeman, Hillside USA Leather, Homegrown Cotton, Imogene and Willie, Johnson Woolen Mills, Joseph Abad, Karen Kane, Karina Dresses, L.C. King, L.A. Made Clothing, Left Field, Loggerhead Apparel, Love of Country, Michael Stars, North Star Leather, Old Bull Lee, Oscar Mike, Oxford Clothes, Raleigh Denim, Red, White, Blue Apparel, Rendell Company, Rock Mount Ranch Wear, Royal Apparel, Roundhouse Jeans, Scott, New York City, Original Designer of the Motorcycle Jacket, definitely will look at that, Taylor Stitch, Thurlow's, Todd Shelton, the Vermont Flannel Company, Vanson Leather, and Whittlegreen Northern Wear. And when it comes to jeans and denim, American-made, made in the USA, wear, all-American jeans, Bullet Blues Designer Jeans, Dearborn Denim and Apparel, Gusset, Roundhouse Jeans, Texas Jeans, Todd Shelton. And now, we love handbags, accessories, and jewelry, don't we? Here's the list of handbags, accessories, and jewelry made in the USA. Alchemy Goods, Alex and Annie Handbags and Jewelry, Baggy Handbags, Barrio Neo Jewelry, Bowman Hat Company, Brooke and York, Talon Cordero, Chick Jewelry, Darn Tough, Duluth Pack, handbags, belts, scarves, wallets. Ooh. Aztec Manufacturing Company, tool sheets, aprons, buckets, and holsters. Farm to Feet, socks. Fox River Mills, socks. Frank Clegg, handbags, flea bags, handbags, Go Forth Goods, Halfstad Hat Company, James Avery Jewelry. I get their catalog. John Medeiros, Kefporu, Maker Carry Goods, handbags, stools, wallets, and belts. Map Tote Bags, Mountain Ridge Gear, Duffel Bags, Mule and Horse Packing Equipment, Pad and Quill Leather Accessories, Pierre Pont Ties and Bow Ties, nice. Randolph Eyewell, Glasses and Sunglasses, Rogue Industries, Wallets and Tote Bags, Stetson, Hats, Boots, and Belts. Yeah, all of us heard of Stetson, right? Stormy Kroner Hats, Tom Ben Handbags, Tough Traveler Handbags, Trey Vax Wallets, Belts, and More, Vintage Bison USA Wallets, Belts, and More, Walsh Caps, Winter's Fashion Handbags, Wallets, and Belts, Yellow 108 Hats, Belts, and Scarves. Then Shoes and Footwear. Zappo has a page dedicated to footwear made in the USA. Alan Edmonds, Body and Soul Comfort Insoles. Colleen Cordero, Carolina, making sure you all can hear me and keeping my screen open also for callers, and if Cousin Linda make it to join us. The Five Company, Men and Women, Shoes, Luxus Boots, Monroe Shoes, Oak Street Bootmakers, Okabashi, Quadi, Rand Court and Company, Russell Moccasin Company, Sappy Shoes, Sibiki. Because I always wonder, because we have a store here. Is it Sack Shoes? Or is it, I think it's Sacks. I think I said it right. Correct me, you all. Floggers, Rain Boots, and Garden Shoes. Soft Star. Thumb Footwear. Telic Footwear. Third Oak. Thorgood, Walter Diver, Wasakee Moccasin, West Coast Shoe Company. And yeah, for beauty and personal care, Beekman 1802, Bliss, Boone by Cindy Joseph, Derma E, Dr. Bronner's, Duke Cannon Supply Company, Ella and Mella, First Aid Beauty. You all can hear fireworks. My neighborhood is, they're still shooting flowers. Even during a storm last night, people continue to shoot flowers. Footmate, Glossier, Good Essentials, Groom Mate, ILNP Boutique Nail Polish, Jardin du Soleil, Kiel, very popular brand, Merle Norman, yes, Not Your Mother's Hair Care, Pacifica, Paula's Choice, Philosophy, Pure Haven, Sparrow Song Soap, Stella Cosmetics, and SW Basics. Now, for cookware and home brands, the list will be provided after this cool PSA.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So stop.
Yay, yay. And these American-made products, made in the USA, brands and products, they deserve to be recognized. Because some of you listening might say, what? I didn't know that company was 100% made in the USA. Or I didn't know that company still exists. Or, wow, I had no idea that company is American. I thought it was from another country, one of our international friends. So it's very important for us to support our local businesses, our minority-owned businesses, our veteran-owned businesses, our women-owned businesses, our small businesses, people that are producing products out of their home, just like these. Some of these companies are corporations that's been around forever. And it's good when you see companies that still exist also, and it's good to see new companies grow. And we also have Brother Warren on also, so we'll be chatting with him soon. And hopefully Cousin Linda will make it to talk with us also. So cookware and home, 360 cookware, all-clad cookware, American Blossom Linen, Ameridown Bedding, Austin Air Purifiers, Baron Made Knives, Best Driving Rock Laundry Equipment, Blendex, Brooklyn Bedding, Chef, Flog, Out, let's see, oh, Cutco Cuttery, Famplast Milk Crate, Fiesta Serving Ware, Flip Fold Folding Tool, Frame USA, Pictures Frames Custom Framing, Frame Bridge Custom Framing, Frankenmuth Woolen Mill, Golden Cast Iron, High Sierra Shower Head, Igloo Coolers. We all have one. Kettle pizza ovens, lamps and cutlery, Larson storm doors, Liberty tabletop flatware, Lord pans and kitchenware, Lodge cast iron cookware. Oh, don't you love cast ironware? Mabaka pillows and bedding, Mide products, aluminum hooks, hangers and storage products, Middleton made knives, Mosaic weighted blankets, Mrs. Myers, my pillow, the pillow man, Nordic wear cookware, Pilia windows, Pure Country Weavers, Rata cutlery, Ricard vacuums, soft coolers, Sterlite plastic houseware. We all have that. Simplicity vacuums, Vitamix, Warther Cuttery, Weber Grills, yeah, West Bend Cookware, and Furniture, Avocado Organic Mattress, Apartment 2B, a selection of Made in America sofas and sectionals, Asian Mattresses, Carlisle Fine Furniture, Colonial Furniture, Countryside Amish Furniture, Dara Thieves, I think I need reading glasses. Dutch Crafters, Dream Sofa, Premark, Fusion Designs, Georgia Brothers Furniture Showroom, Grand Rapids Chair, Home Reserve, Inside Weather, James and James, Lazy Boy, Lisa Mattresses, Old Houses and Shuffleboards and Billers, Peter Borsborough Basket Company, Simply Simplicity Sofas, Step 2, Stickley, the New England Trading Company Limited, Transfirm, Tuff and Needle, USA Outdoor Furniture, Von Bassett, Vermont Wood Studios, Verco School and Office Furniture, Victor Meal Incorporated, Virgin Timber Lumber Company, Vitro Seeding Products, Wren and Cooper Yard Craft. So I'm almost finished. Electronics, Audio Research, Audio Products, Black Box Case, Wooden Laptop Cases, Excel, Hand Dryers, Grotto Labs, Headphones and Phone Cartridges, Clip Speakers, some of them are made in the USA, Unicomp, Keyboards and Accessories, Vanderstein Audio Speakers, and Tools, ABC Hammers, Alons, Brawn and Ability, Wheelchair Lifts and Ramps, Transit Vehicles, Channel Lock, Council Tool, Hand Tools, Demise, Edelbrock, Specialty Vehicle Parts, E-Kind, S-Wing, Fusion Tools, Hides, Kirkut, Mag Light Flashlight, Start, Tektite, Vaughn, and Wildy Tool. And this is the last list. Some other American-made companies and brands. Airstream Campers. I would love to have one. American Flags. It better be made 100% in America, right? But how often do you see a flag and it says made in China or somewhere, right? You know, like little flag, little, you know. Ammon Flag Makers, Blodgett Ovens, Case Knife, Pocket and Hunting Knife, Casita Travel Trailers, Color Street, Concept 2 Fitness Equipment, Detroit Bikes, Etsy. There are hundreds of handmade items in all categories on this website. Check out the Made in America in the product description. Fixture Space Pen, Fresh School Beach Paddles, Ball and Gear, GE Appliances, Gibson Guitars, Select Guitars. Just like PV is based here in Mississippi, many artists and musicians listen to the show and have been on the show. So PV, it's USA based here in Mississippi, but they have, some parts of some instruments are made abroad. But it used to be 100%. Grain surfboard, but it's still here in Meridian. Grain surfboards, Great Dane trailers, Harley Davidson motorcycles assembled in the USA. They better be. Henry USA, Heritage Bikes and Coffee, Hill Rich and Brasby, Indian motorcycles mostly assembled in the USA, Jayco, King Saddlery, Western Saddles and Tack and Ropes, Cough Percussion, Lance Campers, Lawn Care USA, Liberty Bottleworks, Water Bottles, Liberty Safe, Safe Speed Bicycle, Luke's Toy Factory, Lupine Pet, Make Grills, Nakona Baseball and Softball Equipment, Night Owl Paper Goods, Tall Hope Creations, Odor Eliminator Candles, Photo Throw, Perfect Play Pet Toys, Relic Wool, I need to look at that from a pet, Relic Wood, Rome Luggage, Rough Doll, Premium Rubber Dog Toys and Dog Chew Toys, another company, Ruger, Speed Queen Washers and Dryers, Stern Pinball, Thor Motor Coach, Uncommon Goods. There's a session dedicated to its Made in USA goods. Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Teddy bears better be made in America. And you know, the teddy bear was created here. Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, used to come here hunting and for bear. And that's where the name Teddy Bear came from, you all. Maybe we should do a show about that. Victus baseball hats, Watershed dry bags, WeatherTech custom care and home accessories, White Mountain puzzle, Winnebago, yeah, they better be made here. RVs and motorhomes. I wouldn't mind having one of those too. Zippo lighters. Yes, yes, yes. So that, I mean, I'm sure it's many, many, many more. I'm an Avon lady, so Avon is an American company that's international. But these are 100% American-made products, and companies are businesses that promote American-made products, American-made, USA-made. And that's important regardless of who we are. We're all American, black, white, whatever, whoever. You're American. It's American-made. You moved here from another country, and you're American. It's American-made. It's USA, and it's time for us to become, to regain that pride. And for those of us that have that pride, keep that pride that this is American. And we thank you, our international friends and listeners, for loving and buying American products also. And we thank you for giving us opportunities to shop with you also. It's all about great international relations and international trade. And we have Brother Warren on, and so let's see what's going on with him and what kind of weekend he had and what's been going on with him.
Hey, well, greetings.
Hello, Pam. How are you?
Great, great. Enjoying the show thus far. I like to listen to Blog Talk programs and not forget that there are people that are, you know, producing some interesting, informative shows. So I always try to give so many hours during the week to Blog Talk. But what I wanted to share with you is that, you know, America is no longer the manufacturing powerhouse of the planet. And what the corporate elite has done since the 80s, it has offshored, it has removed the manufacturing base overseas to avoid paying American workers fair wages and benefits and to break unions. And so China is, not only is China the powerhouse of manufacturing, but the United States can't compete with China. The soft power
right.
the United States used to have. Soft power means you go into a country, you offer incentives for investment. The U.S. no longer has that. So what the U.S. does now is promote war and military intimidation. And if you look at the threats, the U.S., the posturing towards China, China is an interesting country. China was a poor country. It was the people were starving, just like in the third world country we're familiar with.
Right.
In one lifetime, China has lifted 800 million of its people out of poverty. Extreme poverty in China has been wiped out. Now, when we look at our country we live in, we have increased homelessness. I didn't know some of these cities like Los Angeles and New York have 70,000, 100,000 homeless people. So the point I'm trying to get people to understand is this. Those jobs won't be coming back. And this is why you have an expansion of the prison system, because, you see, the people who should be working are called surplus labor. Well, there's no intention to get them busy. So you put them in jail, or you send them out to the military to fight wars. This is why in the Supreme Court decision to kill affirmative action admissions in colleges, they made an exception for the military schools. Okay, so we kind of have to have a geopolitical understanding of what's happening in the world. China, you know, is a non-white country, and this is not setting well. It's not setting well with many white people in Europe and the United States that a non-white country is surpassing them, that they're surpassing them. And so we need to understand.
Right.
So when we see this intimidation, when we see a lot of this negative talk about China, because we're kind of being propagandized to manufacture consent for war. Remember, every time we watch the mainstream TV and somebody is the evil guy or the enemy, they're trying to get in your head to prepare you to accept your taxpayers' dollars to be sent to build bombs and rockets to go to war. So, but yeah, but China is. It's a very. In fact, I plan to go there next year. I hope to go there next year. I always go to two or three places every year because I'll be going to Zambia, mm-hmm. South Africa, and Namibia in August. I'll be going there in August.
I need to go with you.
but it's important.
Zambia
It's important. Yeah, you know, it's important. American blacks understand geopolitics because, you know, we sit down and watch the TV too. And we often are brainwashed by the negative messages we are told about other people around the world. When you look at in the mirror, our children are locked up in the jails. Our kids disproportionately go to dysfunctional schools. And it is black women, whether they're educated or not educated, who are disproportionately dying from complications from giving childbirth. So we have to really
Right.
And that's a very serious concern that we, you know, anyway, I just want to share that with you. As you talk about Made in America, it has to be understood that I'm going to say this last point, be quiet. The United States has reached its peak, its financial peak. And what happens after you reach your peak? You go downhill, right? So this is what we see happening in the world. This is what we see happening in the world right now. So this the times we lived in post World War II, where we had the big automobile manufacturers and all of that, and people could quit high school and go up to Detroit and get it. All that's gone.
Right.
You see, you know, all that's gone. And you know, only 5% of American college students go into engineering. But in China, 30% of their college students go into engineering. So the United States is not even competing in terms of producing students that go into science, technology, engineering, and math. So, you know, a lot of these big companies have to import workers with scientific skills and so on and so forth, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I just wanted to add that component of put it in geopolitical context.
And that last statement, you made a good point, because I have talked to companies, American companies, and my health insurance company, and I like to ask the consultants, the agents, like, where are you? You know, because they usually work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I know recently, instead of getting somewhere in the States, I talk to people in Manila, you know, around the country.
India,
so you make a
India,
good point about
places.
That.
Yes, yes. Because the American corporate class does not want to pay the American worker the fair wages, so they seek cheap labor. They want cheap labor. And so because capitalism says that profit first. So if I could make more of a profit without paying these people salaries, then I'm going to go find cheap labor.
Right. And when you started your statement, you made a good point. I'm glad I remembered it. I'm taking notes, but this is like your first statement. Back in the 80s, that's when we started experiencing our downfall. And then when you mentioned that, I'm 54, and I know when I was a little girl in the 70s and a teenager in the 80s, we were the leader of the world. It was, I talk about Dallas, like a lot of people don't realize New Orleans is like a second home to me also. That was, as a hip baby, my mother, that was my only family trip with both my parents before they split. But here in Mississippi and Louisiana, we had so many manufacturing companies and buildings. And because I know my uncles and my neighbors, people in my neighborhood, this middle-class neighborhood, they worked for Vickers, which manufactured, you know, airplane parts and so on, and so many furniture companies. Just manufacturing companies were just everywhere. And they were made in America, right? So I see what you're saying now. The greed also caused us to lose being our pride in American-made products. So that is really scary because you mentioned the 80s, and I know when I was in the third grade and I learned about the free enterprise system, and that's what still excites me. Like, wow, the free enterprise system, and that America, the world, but America, especially the leader of the world, we really take pride in the free enterprise system. Wow.
Well, you know,
I'm shocked.
Well,
if you had told 8-year-old me that now at age 3 to 4, America would be in this condition, she would not have believed me.
Well, be true.
And
I'm
about
to cry.
Look,
when you were coming up, unions, like when you were coming up in the 70s, okay, unions were strong. But you see what corporations that represent the elite class.
And I'm a big supporter of unions and Teamsters. And right before this broadcast, I didn't even realize UPS might be striking, that the Teamsters are meeting. So you might know something about that. I didn't know it until right before the show. But continue. Yes.
Well, I want you to write this. This is a young lady. She has a YouTube channel. Her YouTube channel is called Bad Faith. Her name is Brianna Joy Gray. She does a lot of programs on a lot of the political and things that go on in the United States. Her YouTube channel is called Bad Faith. So her recent show was a discussion about the UPS strike that may be coming. So look for that.
Bad
her name
faith,
is Brianna
like
Joy.
Like good
bad
faith,
faith,
but bad
yeah.
faith.
Yeah, F-A-I-T-H. Yeah, bad. She used to be an African-American woman, very, very beautiful woman. She used to be Bernie Sanders. She had worked for Bernie Sanders' campaign for one of those years, but she does a lot of in-depth discussions about. Yeah, she does a lot of in-depth discussions about a lot of these issues that go on. So the last one was
I may or probably know her well because you mentioned our mayor the last time you were on, and you know he's a big proponent of Bernie Sanders. So, I definitely go to that YouTube channel and see what she's talking about.
Yeah, she used to work for his campaign. But she does a lot of analytical discussions on a lot of these political things. But the point I'm saying is that, you see, corporations represent the elite class of America. And so the elite class does not want to be bounded down by any rules or regulations or be told what to do. So unions that organize and advocate for workers is something that they all hate. And it's in both parties, by the way. It's in both the Republican and the Democratic Party. Remember when Biden busted up that rail workers strike, potential strike? So because these who give to these people campaign, the corporate elite is not Republican or Democrat. They control both parties by contributing to their campaign. So the idea of not being bounded to pay American workers what they should be paid and abiding by unions, they decided we're going to ship these jobs, we're going to send them overseas. And now what is happening in these countries around the world, these countries have developed themselves from that manufacturing. They have developed themselves. They've saved money. They're investing in their populations. They're increasing the standard of living in their countries. And so now the U.S. could no longer tell them what to do. And the U.S. is being isolated on the world scene because all they see the U.S. doing is instigating wars. We call that the Global South. So nations in Africa, Asia, Latin America are referred to as the global, we used to call them third world countries, but they're called the Global South.
Right.
And
the Global South
is that's right. The Global South is looking to China.
Ooh.
And you know what China's been doing? China has literally been going into these countries and investing, building roads, bridges, hospitals.
Right.
They have sent no bombs. They have sent no military. None of that stuff.
And,
but countries
and that's
like,
our biggest complaint in the states. We need all states, not just down here in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. All of our states, our governors are Republican, Democrat, and independent. They're like begging, hey, we need our bridges and roads and highways. We need our infrastructure to be handled. So, you make
all
a
right.
good point. That's bad.
Guess what? Okay, so your manufacturing giants were a form of capitalism. So guess what form of capitalism has replaced the industrial form? Finance capitalism. So all of this stuff with
right.
Wall Street, the banks, the real estate, that's what's dominating America right now. And look at all the bank collapses
right.
we've been having, and the government had to build. Well, that is the type of capitalism that dominates the American economy. It's called finance capitalism. Industrial capitalism
right.
has been killed in America. So privatizing stuff,
woo!
See, because what these people ultimately want is to privatize everything. They don't believe in public education. They don't believe in
right.
government should do anything to help the citizens, but they should be privatized. Well, that's finance capitalism. And that's why the water issue y'all were dealing with in Jackson, the state was trying to find a way to privatize
it. We're still dealing with it.
I think y'all got some money.
Yeah.
I think Biden got some money
yeah.
for y'all to start cleaning up the.
We got like 800 mil, and we have a third party management that Biden
mm-hmm.
pulled out of retirement that's managing our water system. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to, when you talk about being in America, that's all good, but we got to understand the politics was happening with America's economy globally. And this is the point. Now be quiet. The America.
Oh, no, Cousin Linda is with us also. So jump in, Cousin Linda, when you're ready. Okay.
Hey, Linda.
I'm not ready. Y'all keep talking.
No, so this is the point. This is the point, Beatrice and Linda. You all read about in school the Greece Empire, the Roman Empire. Empires go into decline.
Right.
Well, since World War II, America has basically been like an empire. It has maxed out.
Right.
And America's influence around the world is rapidly declining in our faces. And so the rest of the world are literally going up, working with themselves. They're even coming up with a new monetary system to trade with each other and get away from the dollar. Why do they want to get away from the dollar? Because they're tired of the U.S. government putting sanctions on them. So they're coming together
wow.
and saying, well, we trade oil and steel with each other. We're going to use another monetary system because the U.S. have used the dollar as a way to punish countries to make them bend and yield to their demand.
Right.
And so these countries are saying, no, we're not going to.
And it backfired on America. It backfired on us.
Yeah. And so the world, I'm telling y'all, the world is going in a different direction. Yeah. And this is why you see all of this stuff with these people, with Ron DeSantis and all this reemerging open hostility towards blacks. That's going to increase. Because America has nothing
wow.
else to offer these people. It has no more jobs for these working-class white people. So when working-class white people become angry, the rich white people give them black people to eat. So you're going to be seeing a lot of this stuff going to increase with this DeSantis-type stuff, the Trump-type stuff. That stuff going to increase. Because there's no more manufacturing jobs for these white folks that worked in places like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and all of that. Them jobs are gone. They ain't coming back.
Right. And I even heard a report the other day with DeSantis talking about eliminating the IRS. You're right. So pissed off. Like they said, F you, Uncle Sam.
Right, but see, be it true what it is, they have no solution to give the white masses. So these culture wars that they're preoccupied with, critical race
right.
theory and all of that, they're giving
culture
that to
shock.
The white masses to turn on us. Always. We're going to bear the brunt of their anger because America cannot compete against China.
And we should be banding together. Because if it's happening to you all, look, what do you think? What's happening to us? Duh. So It should be about humanity and money and you know, the green dollar. It shouldn't be about, oh, you're black and you're white, I'm white, or I'm black and you're white.
That's the formula.
But I know the reality is it is that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it should be bottom line. We all got to eat. We all got
to
eat.
You know,
well,
when the civil rights movement was...
They're going to eat.
They're going to eat up.
Great point, Cousin Linda. And Brother Warren, did you listen to us yesterday?
They're going to look out for themselves and each other.
Yeah.
It's us black folk who need to worry.
Yeah, and
right.
A good example of that, Linda, let me give you a good example of what you just said. When you look at the decision to eliminate race as a consideration for admissions, the legacy admission was not even talked about. That is, if your grandfather went to Harvard, your grandmother went to the University of North Carolina, they didn't mention that. Why? Because their children disproportionately benefit from legacy admission.
And we all should be thinking legacy. Every day, family, people, we should be thinking, this is my legacy. This is our legacy.
Now, in one state I read, they're going to go after minority scholarships. I just read that yesterday, one of these states.
Right.
See, they're going to try to strip us clean, people. This is what the elite, this is what the wealthy whites give the working class whites to do. When they're angry, so they don't have to deal with them, they turn them on to black people as some sort of reason why they have a difficult existence. You see,
that's right,
and that's crazy too, because bottom line, whites are the ones that are the most in poverty, so that's crazy, you know.
But they
love the most violent. Be true. Who are the most violent? During the civil rights movement, was beating up black people, burning down churches. It was them working class poor whites.
Is that right? Pastors, teachers, blue collar workers, right?
Yeah, they were the most violent.
Right.
Because the wealthy whites had
people
their own social circle.
People that you would see mm-hmm. during this day and say, "Oh, that's a good Christian man." But at night, it was a whole other thing, whole other story.
Yeah, I mean, because they were always taught that the black is taking something away from you. The black is getting something for free. They were being taught that when we were enslaved, they were being taught that.
Exactly.
That's how they
wanted to make that point.
Yeah.
That's right. They said we were taking jobs from them.
Yeah, always. Yeah, this is how the rich whites keep the working class whites from rebelling against them and exerting anger on them. They give them vulnerable groups the reason why they're in the mess they're in. And this is so ingrained in the DNA of American political culture that this is so what you see now with what we call this fascist behavior by DeSantis,
mm-hmm.
by Trump. This stuff is not going to go away. It's going to increase. Because one thing is clear.
Give me the point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the economic productivity that the U.S. had is not going to happen again, because that class, that elite class, because of greed, sent the manufacturing base away.
Right. Because we were talking about high society the other day. I mentioned high society, and Cousin Linda was like, high society, because we're fashionistas, and we're talking about, we were talking about when high society used to exist, and we were talking about the same topic, but in the fashion
mm-hmm.
industry. And Cousin Linda was like, high society doesn't even exist anymore, but you make a good point. The elite exists within the corporation. In the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But because the lead topic, we're talking about USA, because, yesterday when we were talking about Made in the USA, I mentioned to you, let the top lead topic be USA made products. So I went over a list of 100 plus companies and brands made in the USA. I don't know if you listened. That was from Clark.com, article that was written in May. And you make a good point, Brother Warren, because now I need to go through the list. I didn't recognize any being black owned or minority owned. I know many probably women owned and veteran owned. Now I need to go through that list and see how many were African, were black owned or U.S. made in the USA. But thank God I did do the spiel at the beginning about supporting our mom and pops and those that make products at their homes, entrepreneurs that are trying to make it. So the way you talk, it's definitely hard for entrepreneurs that have home-based businesses and those with small stores and businesses. Whew, they definitely, it goes back to what Cousin Linda and I talk often, being good business people and giving the clients and customers good customer service. But dang, some people might say, well, how does what he's saying relate to USA products? But it goes back to what you were saying, corporation. We lost being made in the USA because of corporate greed.
Still there?
That's what I want to know. I don't know what happened to Brother Warren. But
yeah,
because Linda, it sounds like he listened to the show yesterday, because as soon as he called in before I finished the list, and I finished the list, and the first thing came out of his mouth was China is the one that's over all the manufacturing and rules the world now, beginning in the 80s. And it had me thinking in the 70s, we were the leader of the free world. And well, he mentioned the manufacturing companies being everywhere, and, you know, here in Mississippi and Louisiana, around the country. And now they don't really exist the way they should, and we lost that. So I don't know. What's your take on our extended conversation regarding being made in the USA?
Well, I told you years ago, back in the 90s, when they were trying to go, when they were going from manufacturing to a service-based industry.
Okay, here's okay. Really,
and
one of my coworkers
had a big disagreement, because I was telling him that this country was not going to be able to survive on just service-based industries. We needed manufacturing, and at that time, the computer thing was relatively new with global whatever. And I kept telling him, no, we need manufacturing. He said, no, we don't. Everything is going to be service-based. And I said, well, what are we going to do for goods? You know, we can get along without services. But what I'm saying is they started transferring those service-based computer customer service type jobs overseas. Everything was going to India. Remember when you?
I don't know if you were listening, but Brother Warren talked about that.
Oh, so yeah. I wasn't. You know, I told you I had to run errands, and the job started going to India. You called to troubleshoot your computer or your printer. You got somebody that you could understand. Then they started putting up call centers in Guam, in Pakistan. Everywhere except America, and those who said that we need to get away from manufacturing didn't foresee that. We don't really have forward thinkers in this country in certain areas, because they're so busy looking at the bottom line. And, you know, yesterday I talked about how corporations are looking at, well, I need to make money for my stockholders, and I need to look at my goals and
finance. That's right. That's right. That's finance capitalism. Now, Linda, this is what they foresaw, Linda. This is what the corporate elite foresaw, that they were going to go into other countries and use their cheap labor only. But let me tell you what China did. China said, if you want to, China told American corporations, if you want to come in here, you got to, number one, you got to partner with a Chinese firm. Number two, you have to make available your technology. See, in other words, China said, you're not going to just come in and exploit our workers. You see? You know, and this is how people are supposed to run their nations. You don't let people come in your country and exploit your people. So what China did, the Chinese Communist Party.
And you understand, listening, Chana is one of the top listeners of this podcast. So
good,
hello, Chana. Thank you for supporting us.
Yeah. And what I was telling Be True also was that America is angry with China because China is surpassing it. And what they want to do now, this is what the U.S. is saying to China. Slow down. How dare you pass us up? Slow down. And this is why the posturing that the U.S. is doing towards China is very aggressive, almost borderlining on military. For Taiwan, which is Chinese territory, the U.S. is trying to ultimately use them like they're using Ukraine. You see, the U.S. has no more soft power. In other words, it no longer has the ability to go to countries with investments. All it has is the military. The U.S. has 800 military bases around the world. And so every time you have military conflict, it is the companies that manufacture the weaponry that makes money. It's another way that the elite takes taxpayers' dollars. So all of the bombs being used in, Ukraine, and the thing about we're going to support Ukraine to the last Ukrainian is taking American taxpayers' dollars, putting it in the hands of the defense contractors, the military-industrial complex. They're literally getting billions of taxpayers' dollars, and Ukrainians are dying, being sacrificed for America's aggression. And this is why the economy right now is in inflation, and it's really, we're in bad shape. You got a former president that got indictments, and you got a current president. You got a current president who also have a scandal on his hand with his son, and he's probably in dementia.
Right.
Man, we're in bad shape.
And Brother Warren, we can't seem to win any conflicts. And then the countries that we support don't seem to be victorious with all our military might and weaponry. Mm-mm. I mean, look at what we did in Syria and Bosnia, Somalia, all these countries that
America has not won.
Brother Warren mentioned, he said that we use war and military intimidation now instead of, being
hostile. And Linda, these countries... Yeah, these countries are tired of it. These countries are actually looking at the United States as the problem in the world. It's like, yo, everywhere they look, you instigate this. You're sending weapons, you're starting wars, all the youth. And Martin Luther King, remember before he got killed, he was fighting for poverty. And he criticized Lyndon Johnson for taking money from the poverty program, putting it in to expand the Vietnam War. And Johnson hated King for that. You see, and we're in the same shape. Remember Lyndon Johnson kept saying, we will win this conflict. We're in the same shape right now with Ukraine, and we're on the verge, y'all, of World War III.
And we keep thinking that bombing somebody into
oblivion
will end wars, and that is just not happening. We're fighting guerrilla-type wars now. We're not fighting these bomb-based.
Linda, this is what the U.S. is facing in Ukraine. Russia is not Iraq. Russia is not Syria. Russia is what is called a peer competitor. They have a sophisticated military, and right now, Ukrainian lives, it's called a proxy war. In other words, you don't send U.S. personnel on the ground. You just let the Ukrainians die. You just let them die. But what's about to happen right now, because Ukraine will not win, is very clear, and the American elite...
We've invested so much money into them. We've given them so much aid.
And because they're not going to admit to this, Linda, because they're not going to admit to it, they're going to get deeper into it. And the next step is a hot conflict with Russia, and that is World War III. That is nuclear. Mm-hmm. And nobody wins a nuclear war. You thought COVID was bad with being locked down and wearing a mask. You let nuclear bombs start flying.
And there aren't going to be enough gas masks to save everybody.
Well,
and
ain't
going to
be no vaccine. There ain't going to be no vaccine either.
I don't know if you even want to survive a nuclear war because everything's going to be burned up. Except for those who have
we have some problem solving to do ASAP. ASAP! Problem solved!
Yeah.
We gonna overcome. What's the slogan about overcoming conflict? The conflict not gonna overcome its own. We gotta figure out how to solve these problems ASAP.
Well, we have to.
World War III.
The American people have to push back against the corporatization of everything, and the Congressional Black Caucus. The Congressional Black Caucus. They have totally
right.
See. They ought to be the ones yelling and screaming.
Let's talk to
Russia. They ought to be the ones trying to lead a peace effort in the world. But they've been purchased. Their campaign
controversy album. Prince controversy album. What did Prince say? Run and talk to Russia before it's too late. And that song is relevant now.
And be true. You don't remember when you was a kid how they had talks about nuclear war and what to do, and they had it when Linda was coming up, when I was coming up. But now nobody's saying anything about that.
Good point. That's scary. We all know when somebody's silent, that's scary. You
because
make a good point because there's no talk
the
about
US
it.
The U.S. elite.
It
will
come
not
out of
admit.
Nowhere like COVID came out of nowhere. You make a good point.
That's right.
And you made a comparison to COVID.
Let me tell y'all ladies something. Russia will not lose this thing here. They ain't gonna I've been keeping up with this. They ain't gonna lose. And the US has not won a combat since World War II. They didn't win in South Korea, they didn't win in Vietnam, and in these other little countries like Grenada, Panama, Iraq, these are little countries. This is Russia and China are peer competitors.
And
they have nuclear warheads.
We wouldn't have won World War II had it not been for Russia and Britain.
That's right.
You know,
that's
it
right.
It was all three of those countries, and we had a lot of help from Russia, because when Hitler turned his back on Stalin, that's when he decided to get in and help the U.S. and Britain.
Russia lost 27 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you know, in Ukraine, do you know those Ukraine people? Do you know they're Nazis? They wear swastikas and they say Heil Hitler in the mainstream media. Been struggling to cover that stuff up.
I noticed that.
And the mainstream media. Your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, are supporting Nazis. And that's why Russia is fighting them so bad.
I thought it was just me seeing things because, you know, I noticed that. I see that. And I'm like, am I seeing this right? Right.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm glad you mentioned it.
That's right. Right. That's right. But anyway, I enjoyed this conversation. This was a good topic. I hope the business leaders, the corporate leaders recognize they need to bring manufacturing back. I keep up with this. I understand now some of them are saying that the approach they took was wrong because now China is their competitor. They're not going to catch up with China with manufacturing. And I'm telling you, you have Chinese tourists. Chinese people are no longer this extreme poverty that they once were. They traveling the world taking vacations.
Exactly. Wow. And then debt to China. We owe them so much money.
Well, I think what's going to happen is the dollar. These countries going to start dropping the dollar.
The roles sure did reverse. The roles sure did reverse since the 70s and the 80s when we were the leader of the world.
Right.
Now we owe them so much, Cousin Linda and Brother Warren.
Yeah, this is a good topic, but it's important that we have an idea of really what's happening. You see, we're victims to the mainstream media. The corporate media blocks out a lot of details, and they give us a narrative. Notice if you can put it on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, CNN, and you about particularly foreign affairs, you're told the exact same thing. The exact same thing.
Right.
Verbatim. I don't care which watch. It's like they're reading it off an APRI, Associated Press.
Exactly.
That's
the same script.
Thing
that's
from
right.
I even have, and look, Brother Warren, you sound exactly like, I even have non-black colleagues who say exactly what you say about that.
It's the
same script.
You're getting the same narrative
right.
on Russia,
right.
Ukraine. If anybody breaks the narrative, they're blocked out. If you go against, see, like what we're
right.
saying about Ukraine and Russia, they wouldn't allow this discussion on mainstream news, anything. It goes against the
right.
narrative they want you to believe.
We're definitely being
exactly.
monitored, this conversation, yeah.
And
look, and China's like number 8. China's in the top 10 of listening countries of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So the China's
that's
listening.
Good.
They're
that's
like,
good.
Uh-huh. So they own to something.
Yeah, that's good. I want to say this. They are, again, they have their college students, 30% of Chinese college students go into engineering. Only 5% of American students go into engineering. So China has developed a class of scientists, engineers, and mathematicians. And, again, these service-level jobs, Linda was talking about, our kids are being prepared to go into these little service jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We don't
so that's why these schools are not competitive.
And then it's been drilled in the head that that's the best you can do. Okay, it's almost time for us to run out of time. And I don't want us to run out of time because I want everybody to get their points in. And since
we're
talking about the elite,
so
tomorrow, call us tomorrow too, Brother Warren, because it's Truth Thursday. That's when we talk about, you know, we talk about facts all the time. And we love when you call.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, we're going to talk about the elite of America and the world. But guess what? We're going to put the spotlight on us. Let's talk about the black elite of America
and look,
and the world.
I'm going to give you a website. Be true. Go to this website and study this for tomorrow. It's called Who Rules America. Who Rules America? And I think it's whorulesamerica.net. And I had actually interviewed the author some years ago. He was a sociologist. And he has a book about power. What is power? And I think the website is Who Rules America. And you'll find it. His name is G. William Domhoff. That's his last name, Domhoff. And he has he has questions and answers on his website. And you can see who's the elite in America and how they operate. Yeah, Who Rules America?
Okay. So we're gonna talk about.
Yeah.
Let's do a 3-week series. Let's do a 3-week series of talking about the elite of the world in America and America and the world. But tomorrow we're gonna start with the black elite. We're going to talk about the black elite, Cousin Linda.
Okay.
At the same time.
11 Central?
It's
11:30. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 11. Yeah.
Be true. Is who rules? Look, be true. Here you go. Whorulesamerica.ucsc.edu. Whorulesamerica, one word, .ucsc.edu.
SC? Okay. UCSC?
Yeah, it's the University of California, Santa Cruz. So it's UCSC.edu. Whorulesamerica.ucsc.edu. And it talks about his book, but he has questions and answers about those questions, and you'll get a understanding of how he's a sociologist, and that was a textbook in graduate class for sociology that garnered the 7 and 8 edition.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's great.
And then the black
right.
elite, we could pick up the black elite. Yeah, yeah. We could pick up on the black elite off of that.
So listeners need to hear about the stories of the black elite. We'll kick that off, and then next week we'll talk about the elite of America and of the world. But, yeah, let's put a spotlight on the black elite.
Okay.
What's going on with the black elite, too, because some people think the black elite should be doing a little bit more, too. I know you all going to bring that out.
Okay,
I'm going to go, ladies. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you. Love you all.